second hour of the program, and we invite you to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. Give you the features there free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We are going to continue here. By the way, the main feature of the site allows you to control the content. So the items that you see there on the main page, created by listeners like you. If you see something online that you think is pretty interesting, you want to share it with us and our listeners, then you submit it to the website via the Submit Show Prep link or use our handy bookmarklet, which makes it even easier. And then other listeners will vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote on things, too, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls, and then we'll talk more about fear. But first, Justin is in Maryland. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
I'm on.
You are, Justin. What's on your mind tonight?
What's on my mind? You know, you brought up something interesting about government being a mafia, but, you know, the Italian mafia would never do the things that the government does.
They no, in many ways, the government is much worse than mafias. And in fact, I actually have a news story about the Japanese Yakuza and...
Yeah.
And how they actually helped folks after the earthquake.
They were the fastest people on the ground after the earthquake, apparently, with help.
Yeah.
Strangely enough, but here's a point about the difference between the regular mafia and this government mafia. For example, this mafia will go after innocent people. Know what I mean?
Sure. This the government mafia will go after women and children on a regular basis.
Right.
Yeah, and basically the old mafia, the Italian mafia or whatever mafia you want to call it, would never go after innocent people. If you leave them alone, they'll leave you alone.
Well, so I don't know that depends. You can make these blanket statements about these groups. The fact is, the mafia was simply a rival government organization to these other things, and they're capable of it.
I mean, there are old stories about the mafia,
but they don't do it like
that,
like they do. I mean, there's a little bit more of a code of honor compared to what they do. And I
think you're right about that. It's not on the same scale as what the government does, but I think there are incidents where the mafia, so-called, has threatened store owners and things like that, get protection money.
Hey, you know, your family could have some problems.
So there are a lot of similarities, but I think you're right.
No, man.
Yeah, there are a lot of similarities, but I think you're right that clearly the U.S. government has killed far more people and has done far more violence than any of the private mafias out there combined.
Yes, I was going to ask you about Fukushima. Now, as you know, this radioactive cloud, it has already headed on the west coast of the United States, hasn't it?
I don't know.
I've heard about that. I can't imagine. I've heard fears of that, but it's 5,000 miles. I don't know. It would have to be pretty darn dispersed at that point. We deal with radioactivity on a daily basis. Do you realize you get more radioactivity by sleeping in a bed with somebody else than you do by sleeping with yourself? You get radioactivity by sleeping in a home that's made out of brick as opposed to or stone as opposed to a home that's made out of wood. I mean, you get radioactivity on a regular basis. It's not about the poison, it's about the dose.
Yeah, I know that, but there's these radioactive particles from what I can tell.
Right. It's not about the radioactivity. It's about the dose.
It wouldn't be the fact that how radioactive it would be, the fact that if they get into your body, they could really hurt you.
Okay. I don't know.
If you breathe them. And I'm just wondering, could this travel up to the East Coast where I am?
Don't ask me, man. I'm not a scientist.
Hurricane created by butterfly wings, man. I don't know.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Again, we're talk show hosts. We don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I can't live in this kind of fear.
Well, there's the jet stream. I mean, it goes, it actually circles around and hits the west coast.
I suppose you're dealing with the chances probably higher than winning the lottery that one of these little radioactive particles may have shot into the jet stream from Fukushima, traveled 9,000 miles to New England, mm-hmm. I might inhale it, and I'm not going to live my life like that.
And worrying about it.
Yeah, worrying about that. I'm going to go outside when I feel like going outside. I'm going to stay inside when I feel like staying inside.
If I thought that eating the radioactive neon fish from there would turn me into like an avatar, make me blue and 6'5", I'd do it.
That's how Spider-Man did it.
Let's continue with...
I'm not sure that Fish Lady would sell as well as Spider-Man.
Susan in Ohio, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Susan.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
what's on my mind is that I have been in a case with my mother, which is 91 years old, and she's had her life savings stolen from her.
Oh, no. Why?
Well, she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2003, and a tree fell in her yard, and a man came and said, saw that my mother did not have her complete faculties,
mm-hmm.
and charged her $54,000 for one tree.
Oh, my gosh. Jesus.
And it even gets worse. The bank called us and told us that our mother had an overdraft, and we came in town and put her in the hospital, and this man managed to go and get a marriage license while she was in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And when we left, he married her, claimed he married her. We never saw, pictures or anything, and managed to wipe out her life savings of all of her annuities of over $1 million.
Wow.
Jeez.
Oh, how sad.
Now, the judicial system down there told us that we had to interdict her. We did that.
Oh, my. So, wait, did that mean that you had to put her in a home?
No, that meant that we had to declare her mentally incompetent.
Right, but did that also require you putting her in a home?
Not yet.
So she's able to live on her own, even though she's considered mentally incompetent.
Yeah, this was in the state of Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Once I became what they call curatrix or curatrix, I was able to move her up to Ohio. And in the state of Louisiana, they wouldn't annul her marriage because this was a fraudulent marriage. And I proved it. And I proved it in the state of Ohio and got the annulment. Now we're going back trying to get part of her life savings back.
The party hasn't spent on the strippers and blow, right?
Well, evidently.
Yeah.
And what has taken place now is that the DA and the sheriff's department and the police department says it's a civil matter.
Meaning
not so it's not criminal, it's purely civil?
That's what they're stating.
This is
they
awful.
Will not take the case because they said it is they didn't see it to be a criminal matter. Now,
I've seen them go after people that do this kind of thing in a criminal fashion in the past. I mean, it's a criminal matter if they want it to be a criminal matter.
Well, $1 million is $1 million.
It seems that way to me.
Well, and it's also defrauding someone. That is a criminal matter.
And think.
Defrauding the infirm.
So they're saying that all your only solution through their system is to run a civil case against this guy.
Correct. And the time is running out.
Yeah, sure.
And so,
right, because if he's already spent all the money, then he'll just be ordered to. If you win, then he'll be ordered to pay it back.
Yeah, he'll put it in a limited liability company, and you'll never be able to touch it anyway.
Well, wait on this. This guy also was convicted in the 1980s of conspiracy to commit first degree murder, and he blew up two buildings in Caddo Parish.
Jeez,
wow.
So do you have a lawyer now?
I do up in Ohio. I closed the case out in Louisiana because, I was fearful for my life.
Mm.
Every time I went down there, I had to hire bodyguards.
Who married these people?
It was a justice of the peace.
So the state.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's amazing to me, he went and got a marriage license when my mother was in the hospital.
So, I mean, didn't there have to be a marriage ceremony in order to get a marriage license? A marriage license has to be signed by...
You would think, but well, I did prove that in on the marriage license, he stated that his mother and father were of certain people in Jefferson, Texas, and in the 1930 census, they had no children.
Wow.
Real hustler.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
It's really sad to hear. I'm so sorry.
What do you think your next step is?
My next step is hoping, I do know that the U.S. Attorney's Office in Shreveport is supposed to have this case, but they have not contacted me.
Well, you certainly can't count on them to do anything, as you've already learned, and I'm so sorry to hear your story. I wish I had something else to say.
I wish the best for you.
This is awful. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and good luck. 1-800-259-9231.
What the government's supposed to be there for? To protect us from these people.
Sure. Well, they enabled it by their marriage laws, right?
Yep.
More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Just another reason to get the government out of marriage.
You've heard the saying, one good thing leads to another. It's true, especially when you're talking about CentOS. Choosing CentOS for your company's rental uniform leads you to the finest service, quality, and innovation. And now it leads you to popular Carhartt branded apparel. That's right, CentOS, the leading provider of rental uniform programs, and Carhartt, the premier brand of retail workwear, have partnered to bring you a new and exclusive offering. It's the Carhartt Rental Workwear Program, only from CentOS. You'll enjoy CentOS's weekly pickup and delivery, professional cleaning and repairs. You'll look good and feel good wearing comfortable Carhartt branded apparel. You'll wear Carhartt to work, and CentOS will do your laundry. The Carhartt Rental Workwear Program is exclusive to CentOS. It's easy to get started. Have your company go to CentOS.com for all the details. That's CINTAS.com. CentOS, the uniform people.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have there for you for free. So freetalklive.com features including our bulletin board system. You get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And, Mark, tell me about Freedom Engineering.
If you want freedom, you've got to build freedom. If you have programming skills, join the Freedom Engineering team and help develop the technology that enables spontaneous order and free market capitalism to erupt on Earth. Mobile app developers and database experts want it immediately. Share in ownership. Create stuff that matters. Go to freedomengineering.org. It's time to build freedom. Freedomengineering.org.
All right, so let's continue taking your phone calls, and we'll talk about fear a little bit in more detail in just a bit. But first, Frank is on the line in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark. Hello, Frank.
Hello. Good evening.
Hello.
Yeah, I was intrigued with the discussion last night about the individuals sending photos of themselves on the cell phones.
Yeah, what you're referring to is that the state of New Jersey seems to be moving in at least the right direction by adjusting their laws to where teenagers who are involved in, it sounded like maybe at the very least the individuals who take the photos of themselves, the young teens, would not be charged with child pornography. They would be sent to a re-education camp.
What about adults?
Well, let me get my point in.
Clearly.
Let me get my point in.
Sure.
No one raised the point when you're dealing with pornography, be it adult pornography or child pornography. Pornography has no socially redeeming value. A nude is not the same as a pornographic image.
Please define socially redeeming value.
Well, according to the Supreme Court back in the 1980s, an image can, let's say, have political or social meaning beyond being lascivious or lewd. And that's a point that I'm amazed at, that people aren't taking the case to court and actually going after the, if the image is just a nude image where there's no lasciviousness or, then basically the law is wrong and the government that's prosecuting the individuals under this is in violation of the law. But
well,
the
I
point
agree
is,
with
it's
going
to have to go to trial, and what will have to happen is people will have to have a definition of what is pornographic. And there have been many cases where parents of little babies take a picture of the baby splashing in the bathtub when they're giving the baby a bath, and then the FBI comes in and they raid their house and they say they're making pornography when they're not. And
I haven't seen an FBI case, but I have seen a lot of local police.
The FBI cases have been actually been dropped after the people go through the legal process, and the they can't win in a sense. But you'll notice that a lot of these cases happen when the district attorney is running for re-election, or there's political activity in the DA's office where, people need to, in a sense, make some headlines and bring in the news. And all I can say is this, that, you know, the human body is not a pornographic or a dirty object or image or icon. And
yes.
I think
even if that body is portrayed doing something lascivious, I guarantee you that the photo that I sent to someone, that they would not think there was anything dirty about that whatsoever.
Well, that's why the cases should be brought
to court. What photo?
If somebody got a picture of Michelle, she's saying, sent from Michelle to them, that they'd be happy about it.
Oh, I see where you're coming from.
They wouldn't call it dirty.
It depends. It's all in the eye of the beholder. It's the police that are labeling these things as pornographic.
Was it Ashcroft that went around the White House putting, draping silk over statues so he didn't have to see their naughty nipples?
What a super freak that guy is.
Yeah,
correct.
Must be.
One other point I wanted to raise, and that is, we're conditioned to have war and to watch people be destroyed in video games and on television as entertainment and all sorts of things. But yet when, someone has a naked breast or you see a nipple or a mother breastfeeding a child, oh, that's deemed pornographic and evil and erotic and dirty. And, that says something about the way this culture is conditioned
Yeah, whoever's looking at a child nursing and thinking that that's dirty and that it's pornographic,
something's wrong with them.
And you'll remember it was Ronald Reagan with the Ed Meese Commission on Pornography. Yet now that Ronald Reagan is dead in the ground, we know that that he actually made male pornographic movies in the 1930s. You know,
I didn't know that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's interesting.
And that's known. Google it on the internet. And I mean, you may even come across some pictures of Reagan. But the point is, the system is
backwards,
fake and cruel and artificial. And we're such a violent nation. We can go into a country like Libya that's done nothing wrong, and for six nights, destroy the nation with cruise missiles. I mean, it's an abomination, this country, and it's time that people start to grow up.
Well said, sir, and thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you, and I really, sometimes Frank and the folks on this show disagree on a number of things, but I can't say he really said anything I disagree with in that call.
Well, this Libya thing, I think that people are, I don't think it's being portrayed properly to my mind. I think that there were people that are trapped in Libya. They feel trapped and they can't get out because no other nation will take them, that are fighting against Muammar Gaddafi. They don't feel they can build a life in another nation, even if they can go to another nation to escape to a concentration camp or something like that. They don't feel they can build a life in another nation. They feel trapped and they're trying to fight back, and he is slaughtering them one by one. I don't think there's anything wrong particularly with people trying to protect them. If the only people that have weapons at this point are nations, I can see why people choose to use their nation states in order to, to affect this change.
What about a voluntary sort of thing?
They don't have it.
Well,
they could create it if they wanted.
Exactly.
But they created a situation where decisive action needed to be taken today. And I didn't see you or any other people in here in America picking up their AK-47s and hopping
into my business.
Bruce Willis, I think, offered, I think it was like something like $12 million to someone that would go over and assassinate Saddam Hussein back in the day.
That's a legitimate solution.
So I think that there are options out there, but people are so used to using the government and force against others and abdicating their own sense of responsibility. Like, I have no problem with someone, you know, gearing up. I might even pay for their plane ticket. I'm not going to go over there, but I do want to support people, you know, defending their life and their liberty and not being slaughtered. I just don't think that anyone has a right to use government forced funds to legitimize that and to do it from a nation.
So to go back to what Frank was originally talking about, the question that he'd asked a question in there about why people are not taking these to trial, these charges, like with the parents taking a picture of their baby in the bathtub, why it is that a lot of these aren't going to trial, or the teens sexting. It's because they're scared. You know, we're back on that fear topic again. They're afraid that if they get convicted, that they're going to get, convicted and sent to jail for 15 years, whereas if they just take the plea bargain, it's only going to be probation, and then they'll just be a sex offender for the rest of their lives, as opposed to 15 years in jail and then being a sex offender for the rest of their lives. So they're frightened, and they don't know what to do except plea out. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
You've heard the saying, one good thing leads to another. It's true, especially when you're talking about CentOS. Choosing CentOS for your company's rental uniform leads you to the finest service, quality, and innovation. And now it leads you to popular Carhartt-branded apparel. That's right, CentOS, the leading provider of rental uniform programs, and Carhartt, the premier brand of retail workwear, have partnered to bring you a new and exclusive offering. It's the Carhartt Rental Workwear Program, only from CentOS. You'll enjoy CentOS's weekly pickup and delivery, professional cleaning and repairs. You'll look good and feel good wearing comfortable Carhartt branded apparel. You'll wear Carhartt to work, and CentOS will do your laundry. The Carhartt Rental Workwear Program is exclusive to CentOS. It's easy to get started. Have your company go to CentOS.com for all the details. That's CINTAS.com. CentOS, the uniform people.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, again, that's on your mind, and join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site. If you want quick access to our live streams and our podcast, you can go to m.freetalklive.com. That's amazonmobile.freetalklive.com. And we were talking during the break about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, specifically Big Gay
Dance Party.
She's not big at all, by the way. She's a very
tiny
little lady. But she
packs heat.
Yeah, she's got a big attitude. But she's a cool lady.
And a gun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Buzz is throwing her bigger gay dance party this year. It was the big gay dance party last year. This year, the bigger one.
Under a tent, like a circus tent kind of thing.
It's going to be a bigger budget, too, and bigger attendance, likely. And I'm already registered. I bought my ticket. So I'm going to be there because I missed the last one. I slept through it, and I was so bummed out about that.
How could you have slept through that?
I was on the couch, and I fell asleep.
Jason Talley and I were out there that morning. And I'd gone very late the night before, and Jason came by, and he's like, "Hey, Michelle." I'm like, "Hey, Jason." We walk out there, and she was a wreck. I mean, she had so much to do, and she was like pulling her hair out. And right about that time, we had a little issue with the bathrooms, which, you know, got resolved, but she had a porta potty all the way out there. So her place was the best place to be at the time. And so we're helping her, you know, put things together, and I helped her make the sign. And you would, by the time people got there, because I then left and came back, you would never have believed you know, that it had transformed in like 4 hours. Now that she's had all this time to prepare and she, you know, knows to, you know, what to do based on
the
mistakes that she had last year, then I imagine it's going
to
be great.
I think so. And you can go to porkfest.com to get your ticket and also to get your ticket for Porkfest, which you'll also need to go there. Porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. It's happening the 20th through the 26th of June. It's the biggest liberty-oriented event of 2011, and of course it's being put on by the Free State Project, as it is every single year. Rogers Campground is where it's happening, in the northern portion of New Hampshire, the beautiful White Mountains. The scenery is spectacular, but the people are even better, and that's the reason why I go, because I enjoy being around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. We do the show live, by the way, from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and we'll be doing it twice as much this time around. We're going to be there all week long, and so that's pretty exciting. Looking forward to seeing you there, and you'll be seeing all kinds of interesting things, from live performances, music, because there's going to be like a battle of the bands kind of thing, the Soapbox Idol, which is incredibly popular every
single
year. Lots
more family stuff this year. They've made a real effort, and so there's all kinds of things for families to do.
I think Kate's taking care of that, right?
And she's sponsoring it with her husband, Alex.
Yep, so that's cool. Lots of family stuff to do, games, campfires, parties, you name it, it's going to be a blast. So come on out and enjoy. Go to porkfest.com, get registered, and use our discount code, by the way, to save 20%. The discount code is FreeTalkLive with no spaces, just FreeTalkLive as your discount code at porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. We continue with your calls. And by the way, if you want to answer, you know, the question on kind of what the issue that Frank had brought up about child pornography and why it is that people believe that the nude human form is somehow pornographic, maybe you're one of those people. I'd love to hear what your rationale is for that, because I think that just doesn't make any sense to me. 1-800-259-9231, or bring up anything, as Terry will do in Florida. Terry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark. Terry?
Yes. I wanted to ask is, there's so much about the radiation, but I don't hear anybody talking about, is the water going to be contaminated that goes through the systems in the United States?
It goes through the systems. Are you talking about the water from where?
From Japan.
You think the U.S. gets water from Japan?
Well, we have underground caverns where the water does flow through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I drink filtered water from the Berkey water filtration system. So
That water would have to travel 450 miles underneath these caverns, plus however far down and however far up it is. And that's assuming the cavern is straight across. So you're talking maybe, let's just call it 7,000 miles worth of traveling. It would seem like there's a lot of dilution there. I don't know.
We're not scientists, that's for sure.
I certainly can't state this, but I'm not
going to
operate like
you could always stop drinking water and see how that works out for you. What are you going to do? I mean, if you're really that paranoid, I'm sure there are companies out there that will sell you something that will allay your fears.
You know, you can eat add chlorophyll and spirulina to your diet, and that should take care of you.
Here's the rest of the question. In 1983, there was a group of us that went from Florida up to Idaho to get work because they were doing a job up there, and they were hiring everybody from the East Coast. All right, and they sent all kind of contractors in. Well, we went up there, and we found out the United States had turned around and bought one of the lakes, Waterton, I think it is, across Canada, and they were building a pipeline, a water pipeline from there. We were there. They drew guns on us and made us get off the property because they said we weren't supposed to be there. And yet it was a water pipeline that was going from there to California.
From Idaho to California.
From Idaho to California. Mm-hmm. It started off in Bonner's Ferry, it went to Sandpoint, and then it went right on down. We followed to get work on them construction because we were all heavy equipment operators. But they actually drew guns on us and turned to us not to come back, not to come on this property because they were doing work. The water valves that they had on them trucks, they had one water valve per trailer. That's how big they were.
Those are some big valves.
Yes, they were. And that's why. See, you're laughing at me because I talk about the water.
No, we're not laughing at you.
We buy a lake, the water from there, to have it come down through if they didn't expect something to happen.
Well, California needs a lot of water. I mean, a good portion of it's in the desert, and you know what they say, it never rains in Southern California. They need that water, and I'm sure they don't have nearly the population in Idaho, so the suggestion is that they can pump water there and sell it and make money. I don't think there's a conspiracy to be had.
Yeah, I don't know what the gun thing was all about.
Well, I'm sorry you had guns pulled on you. That's a terrible, terrible way to solve problems. I mean, obviously, they could have just asked you guys to leave.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you made you think we were laughing at you. I don't think that that we've done that, so.
Yes, you did, and I thought it was wrong. Okay.
Okay, whoa.
Serious.
No, we did, all three of us just got through saying that we did not laugh at you.
I think that the proposition that you have is somewhat ludicrous. If he felt that I was laughing at him, I'm laughing at the proposition that you're talking about, that Japan, that there's underground caverns that from Japan to here, I guess where we get our water, that it might be diluted, that they might be pumping the Fukushima water into, and then that would somehow get sucked over here. I don't
know. A lot of tributaries, if you'll check on the maps. I have maps, and there's tributary. We have a river underneath the Mississippi River.
What do you suggest? Oh, right, there are water tables underneath all land masses. So what are you suggesting? I gave you the suggestion that you add chlorophyll and spirulina and green algae to your diet to help any radiation poisoning. So other than that, what do you suggest?
I don't know what to suggest. I just asked a question. That's all I asked.
Okay. I'm not too worried about it personally, but then again, I don't live on the West Coast. Maybe I'm just ignorant about science and radiation, but I'm not going to stop drinking water.
It seems to me it's halfway around the world. I'm personally not going to operate like anything's going on different.
Yep, that's how I feel. Good luck out there, and thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. I don't recall laughing at his call.
I think the proposition that he's putting out there is ludicrous. I'm sorry. I mean, I'll go right out and say that that's ludicrous. Pumping water, into the water table so that it might come over here from Japan?
Yeah, I don't believe that for a moment.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to call that laughing at the proposition that he put forth, I don't remember you laughing.
I think we chuckled.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. It was so incidental, I guess. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm not laughing at his fear, though.
It's the shirt you wear most. An essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt. And for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford dress shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more, but we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs or our traditional straight collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and big and tall sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today, and you'll also receive free monogramming and $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford dress shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Hey, join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features completely free. You can, of course, support the show by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. We've got some affiliate links for Amazon there for the U.S., U.K., Canada, Germany. You just enter through the appropriate affiliate link to where you would like to shop, and then order whatever you need to order. And there are dozens of categories and thousands, if not, I don't know, hundreds of thousands or more items. They've got a lot of stuff there, even groceries at Amazon. So get your shopping done over at shop.freetalklive.com, and when you shop through our affiliate links there, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. So you're still getting the stuff that you're looking for, the great Amazon prices you're used to. It's just that they're cutting us part of their profits for sending them the business. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com, and you, of course, can bring up anything. So we go back to the phones and to the phone, where Michael is on the line in New Mexico. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, Michael. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just wanted to talk about something that most people, actually, I haven't heard anybody talk about, and I get most of my information from people like Ron Paul and Alex Jones and so forth, and nobody ever seems to talk about what I consider the root of the political problem here in America, which is lobbyists. I think everybody's looking too hard at the symptoms, which is what they want, and not talking about... Okay, we're talking about the Constitution. Let's talk about what's happening in politics today, besides the left-right paradigm. Okay, lobbyists seem to be the real problem, because if you have a huge pharmaceutical interest, you can take a portion of that, which could be billions of dollars, and walk into the lobby of some kind of lawmaking institution and bribe lawmakers in a legal matter. Doesn't that, forgive me if I sound like a total layman, but I'm only a layman because nobody talks about it.
I don't have a problem with lobbyists. I actually had a very good family friend when I was growing up, Frank Michelena, who's a lobbyist in Sacramento. And so I knew him. I knew his family really well, and I was pretty intimate with what he did. And, you know, you can't bribe someone that can't be bribed.
Okay, but don't you think that's why things like marijuana can be turned illegal, or you know that seems to be more of a problem, making something illegal, because then you've got thugs taking control of the system.
Well, lobbyists do things for various
reasons. Thugs have already taken control of the system, and if you do,
I mean lower level thugs, those kind of, you know. I'm sorry, I'll stop.
Well, the thugs have taken control of the system, and if you get rid of lobbyists, you won't have the opportunity to lobby against the thugs at this point. Lobbyists are a representation of people's interests. Some of those people's interests are,
their interests. People. What about the poor people? I'm sorry, I did it again.
I understand. Poor people have, they don't have the representation. You said you wanted to strike at the root, right?
Yes, and lobbyists that seems like the root.
It's not the root. Lobbyists are a symptom.
Who's got all the money? The people causing all the problems.
Agreed. The people that have the money are
the
people.
They give them all the power.
So how are you going to change it
with getting rid of lobbyists?
Get rid of the lobby system.
How are you going to do that?
When did it start? You know, let's talk about it. That's what
ever since there have been people with power, there have been people who wish to influence that power, whether
don't
it be to influence
that,
them.
That this system has a few problems, like the
agreed.
Federal
system.
Yes, I agree that the system has problems.
Isn't this a lot like the Federal Reserve, where rich people have all the leverage and
right now follow me on this
anything.
You're absolutely right, rich people have way more control over the government than poor people do, and
well,
it's always going to be that way.
They don't see the repercussions of little things that they do, like okay, great, it's great that pharmaceutical companies have smashed out marijuana. Okay,
no, it's not great.
It's not great.
No, that's not great.
It's not great for the people who actually do it, who are going to go around and find it anyway. It's called prohibition. Remember when they did that with alcohol?
You don't have to tell me about that, man. I am for the legalization of all drugs, okay? Have you listened to this show before? I'm curious.
Actually, no. I thought I was going to talk at the Alex Jones show, but I hope you guys are liberate talking about the kind of things that he is.
No, this isn't an Alex. This is not the Alex Jones show. This is not the same theme.
I was listening to you, and you were like talking about a broad range of political liberty type things.
Yes, this is a liberty-oriented talk radio
right
program. Just bear with me for just a moment, would you please? I want to go through a couple things with you, okay? First of all, you're right. Yes, the government is much more subject to the whims and the desires of people with lots of money, clearly. That's been that way ever since there have been power. People with money have always been interested in either seizing the power for themselves or wielding that power.
That's a general comment, and that's not true.
Okay, so when have power and money been separated?
Okay, well, Andrew Jackson did a damn good job stomping it out.
Andrew Jackson slaughtered the Indians. You don't think that they
Andrew
were poor
Jackson
and without power?
The bankers too.
I don't care. I just said to you, when has power been separated from money? And you said, you think the
separated.
Whole thing's the Federal Reserve? The Federal Reserve is yet another symptom of power.
Andrew
you had talked, wait a second,
18,
wait a
1800s.
Second. You called and asked me a question, right? Your question was...
your question, sir. Why are you flipping out on me?
I'm flipping out on you because you keep interrupting. I haven't even had a chance. You're talking about Andrew Jackson.
I was just answering your question.
Andrew Jackson killed people. You don't think that's power?
He was a military person. That was his job.
How many Indians attacked the United States? How many Cherokee Indians?
The British did, too.
That wasn't the
British,
question.
Too?
Cherokee Indians attacked the United States?
How many people is the president of the United States killing right now in Libya, bro?
What does that have to do with anything?
I appreciate that you.
That
I appreciate that you called in.
And so were the Indians.
He was the president. You're talking about Andrew Jackson, our president. I'm talking about Obama, another president.
Okay, so let me tell you a couple differences between we three here and some of the other people that you seem to listen to and support. That is that neither Ian, Mark, nor I
why don't
are
we talk about the
pro.
We have in common.
So he doesn't want to hear what
you can't talk to this guy.
Difference.
He will not even allow you to speak to him. Dude.
He hung up. That was awesome.
You were talking calmly to him. I tried to talk calmly to him like 6 times.
He didn't have any. He doesn't have any desire to listen and actually have dialogue. And he's got a little bit of emotional arrogance without any kind of information to back it up. Whatever.
Right. Well, if he thinks the root of the problem is lobbyists, and I agree, lobbyists are a problem. If he thinks the root of the problem is lobbyists, he hasn't gone deep enough. The root of the problem is an organization of people that have a monopoly privilege on the use of force. And that's the root of the problem.
Right. Those people attract lobbyists to them. And the idea that the rich haven't been disproportionately in control of people in power at any time is pretty ludicrous.
He's right
to
that
me.
Andrew Jackson did separate the United States from the second the Second National Bank. Mm-hmm. That much is true. But Andrew Jackson was by no means a saint, and he was and at no point was the rich separated from power. Just because he didn't like the bankers and he returned sound money to the United States doesn't mean that this guy's a saint.
Also, it's such a common fantasy, the idea that there would be some sort of political maneuvering that could be done to somehow change this situation, to, within the system, wrench power away from those lobbyists with all of their influence and all of their money, that somehow that you would be able to accomplish that. I mean, it's just so absurd. I mean, what would you do? Would you, even if you could get to the point where, let's say that, Michael were elected president or dictator or whatever, president of the U.S., and he somehow writes some executive order banning lobbyists from the halls of Congress, you think that's going to change anything? They're just going to approach them on the golf course and at their homes or whatever. I mean, they're going to have their way.
I was really glad to know Frank Michelino when I was growing up, and when my dad owned an FBO, which is a fixed base operation. He owned part of Orange County Airport, one of the private sectors there. And so he would circumvent, tons of paperwork and government bureaucracy by going to Frank. And Frank would speak to so-and-so on behalf of this. So my family had use for that kind of service, at a time when the government was trying to undermine and get in my dad's way of everything he was trying to do,
In some cases, lobbyists are lobbying for positive change. Lobbyists, like for the marijuana policy project, for instance, they're out there trying to get the drug war, at least on the marijuana issue, repealed, or the Drug Policy Alliance generally trying to end the war on drugs. So they have lobbyists, too. Do you want to get rid of them as well? Mm-hmm. I think you're absolutely right, Mark. The root of the problem is a monopoly on violence that government has, because without that monopoly on violence, then what good would the lobbyists be? What, they wouldn't even need to exist anymore. Then you could have like consumer advocates that would get out there and talk about bad companies and what they're doing wrong.
And I'm not saying that you can get rid of this monopoly privilege overnight. You didn't create, Rome wasn't created in a day, and it can't be dismantled in a day. But
you do like your cliches tonight.
That guy didn't want to listen to anybody.
I do think you lost your temper though, Mark. He was right on that
he
critique with you.
Stop. And you're
you had a bit coming out of your mouth.
You could have de-escalated that and you didn't, and you lost your temper. And
kept on interrupting.
I got you.
Like 9 times.
Yeah, I understand. More coming up here. Hour 3's next. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.